Earlier this year, Republican lawmakers tried and failed to change Idaho's constitution to give their party the upper hand when it comes to the looming redistricting process. That amendment seems likely to come back next year. The GOP is also embracing a plan that would simply add more lawmakers to the state legislature, potentially cementing their near total control of the House and Senate. James Dawson reports.
Okay, we're going to start out with a bit of math here. Right now, Idaho is carved into 35 legislative districts, which is as much as the state constitution allows. But Republicans like House Speaker Scott Bedke say 35 districts might not be enough.
I think we're better served in a large, diverse state like we have that has the distinct regions, the distinct customs and cultures, and keeping more representation rather than less.
Bedke is speaking here in a video published by a Republican blog in February. He says he worries the next redistricting commission that'll form in 2021 will actually cut the number of districts down to the constitutional minimum of 30. But adding new districts could give Republicans an even bigger share of the state legislature than the 80% they already control. Despite that, Bedke says he's not worried about blowback.
I don't anticipate, a big conflict there. I think that's going to end up being a bipartisan idea.
This is Dale Ewerson with the Idaho Republican Party, Region 5 chairman.
Ewerson, who chairs the GOP's redistricting committee, thinks some of these districts are just too big.
Right now, there are at least two, maybe three districts where legislators have to travel several hours, if not a couple days, to get from one end of the district to the other.
District 7, for example, stretches from the rafting mecca of Riggins over mountains, prairies, and farmland all the way to Lake Ponderay, nearly 300 miles north.
Yeah, it's more difficult to know your constituents when it's that great a distance to travel, no doubt about it. So underrepresented, it's getting close in places, yes.
Adding new districts would need two-thirds of state lawmakers to sign off on the constitutional amendment. Then more than half of voters would have to approve it at the ballot box. Another proposal to change who draws the district maps would need to jump through the same hoops. Representative Stephen Harris sponsored the measure that would have added a seventh member to the redistricting commission. He says it's an attempt to avoid similar legal battles the state has faced the past two cycles.
We want to keep this out of the courts. We want to avoid this perpetual deadlock. There are obviously some partisan ways of doing this. We want to avoid that if we can.
But it would have been partisan. That new commission member would have been appointed by statewide elected officials who have all been Republicans since 2006. State lawmakers used to draw the maps, and they faced bitter court challenges too before 1994. That's when 64% of voters enshrined the current system into the state constitution. Now the plan to add a seventh commission member looks likely to come back next year. And District 15 in West Boise is one the GOP has its eyes on.
Politically, I call it Omaha Beach, because everything to the east of it was represented only by Democrats until this year. And everything to the west of it in Ada County was represented only by Republicans.
That's Democratic Representative Steve Birch, who ran four times in the district before winning last year. His party flipped both House seats and narrowly lost the Senate race there. Birch says packing the redistricting commission is clearly a partisan move.
They want to protect and preserve their personal political power, not because it's better for the state, not because it solves some egregious problem that the state has. It's strictly and solely for their personal political benefit.
And these types of proposals aren't just popping up in Idaho. A ruling this summer from the U.S. Supreme Court means federal courts can no longer rule on partisan gerrymandering.
I think you're seeing a lot of reevaluation of existing state structures that serve to constrain that partisanship. And I think that's a shame.
That's Justin Levitt, a professor at Loyola Law School who tracks redistricting. Now it's up to the states to police redistricting, and Idaho is one of just six that has an independent panel.
I think Idaho has been pretty well served by a commission with some modicum of independence from the people who are actually running for office. And I'm not surprised that legislators would be interested in taking back that power.
The Democratic minority can't block either of these proposals at the state house. If they pass, it'd be up to Idaho voters to decide if they're tired of the nonpartisan system they approved 25 years ago. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.